scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
So I mentioned earlier that you can now become a wine snob, and it's actually really simple. If you have one of those Echo devices, which we actually have one here in the studio that I yell at a lot.
You do yell at it quite a lot.
Yeah, I'm like an old, crotchety old man where it's like, I got to be like, hey, why is this thing working?
Alexa?
Help. Alexis? It's like there's an SNL bit about
funny.
I can't remember what's the Amazon Silver or something
Amazon
like
Silver.
That.
Yeah.
But anyways, there's a new skill on there. I don't know if it's new or not, but it's a cool skill called Wine Finder. It has five different types of food that go well with wine. And you basically just ask it, hey, what wine goes well with whatever? And I actually asked it a couple things earlier, like, for instance, you know, Alexa, what wine goes well with cheeseburgers?
Okay, a great wine that goes with cheeseburgers is Chardonnay. I hope that helps. If you would like another wine suggestion, just ask.
That's simple.
Chardonnay with cheeseburgers, huh?
Yeah, Chardonnay, actually. It's Chardonnay.
Cheeseburgers.
Chardonnay's burgers. But yeah, so if you want to get that, you can use it on your Amazon device, your Echo device. You just enable the skill, and then you can also put the Wine Finder app on your phone, I think, as well.
Oh.
I think it's a separate app.
I wanted to get into more detail. I wanted to say that wine has round-bodied shoulders.
Right.
Whatever they say. You
know? Round-bodied shoulders.
And a smooth finish.
A very musky smell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something
mm-hmm.
Yeah, where you actually sound like a wine snob.
Yeah, I think
like,
Alexa... Alexa can go a little deeper on this, I think.
The tannins are really delicious. We're just
spitballing and not doing very well.
I'm just
apparently
throwing
we need to brush
things.
Up on our wine snob skills.
We do.
Yes. So I guess we'll have to use this and try to get there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably be using our phone because people do walk around basically with their phones glued to their hands. But you know what they're not doing on their phones?
What's that?
Making phone calls.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
According to a SurveyMonkey poll, none of the top seven uses are actually making calls. They include listening to music. 56% of people use their phones to listen to music. Number three, 76% of people use their phone as an alarm clock.
You might
as well.
It's my backup
anyway.
Alarm clock.
Yeah. Number two, 76% use it for email. I do that.
Oh, yeah.
But the number one use of a cell phone is texting.
Yeah.
87%.
I'm really surprised that people I guess when I look at the top seven, it's not a surprise that people don't use it for phone calls.
Yeah.
I am curious to know what number that is because I will say that when I look at my call log, I have like two
You've
people.
A lot.
I've missed a lot of phone calls and I also don't make a lot of phone calls.
And you don't return the phone calls you missed. If
Definitely
like
not.
Me. No. Mm-mm.
You're just like, why is someone calling me on my texting machine?
Right.
Why?
That's not what this
and then
is for.
You wait until it goes to voicemail and then you text them back and say you either respond to their voicemail that they left or you just say, hey, what's up?
Yep. Missed your call. Why are you calling me?
Missed your call. Why are you calling me? So that's trending topics for this morning.